morning diary. It is currently 6:03 a.m. I woke up a couple hours ago. I did not sleep very well this night. I kept waking up every, 2 hours. I went to bed around 10 p.m. Maybe I fell asleep around 10:30. I literally kept waking up every 2 hours or so. I don't know why. Maybe I wasn't comfortable. Maybe I definitely was in pain. Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure I know what's wrong. I don't know why I'm constantly feeling the pain, even though I'm taking my medication as I'm supposed to. Maybe I have to up the dose. You know, I tell everyone this. It's a progressive condition. It's something that I can only expect to get worse, you know. But I didn't expect it to get worse this fast. I'm really struggling because the pain is distracting. It makes me double over and cry just because I can't do anything else. It's all consuming. I can't do the work that I'm supposed to. I fall behind on things I'm supposed to do. And it is so... I don't know. I just want it to be over. Anyway, I was scrolling through my old posts on Reddit just to see the kind of things that I used to post, because I've been wanting to record something for Gone Wild Audio, and I was a little stuck in what I wanted to do. That was not a sexual moment. But, I don't know what I want to post. Being back at home is kind of... It's a paradox. I have privacy. I have my own room. I have my own bathroom. I can do whatever I want. At the same time, you know, I'm home. I'm around family all the time. And I can't really control when they need me or they want to come into my room or they want to tell me something, you know? I don't have a lock on my main door, which sucks. I would have used it a long time ago. I would have done so many things here. But I don't, you know? I have the privacy, but at the same time, I don't really... I would record things in my bathroom because that does have a lock, but there's an echo in there. It's just not the best or most comfortable place for me to record anything. So my best bet would be recording things late at night when I know no one's gonna come in. And, you know, I've been back home for 3 weeks now, maybe more. And so far, no one has really come into my room at night. But I feel like the one day I want to record something, that's the day someone's going to walk in and be like, oh, and my dildo's like halfway up my ass or something. You know, it's like, I don't want to wait for that day. Oh, fuck. But I don't know what the purpose of this diary entry is. Maybe just kind of touch base with myself. Ah, fuck. It hurts so much. Right now it's probably... It doesn't... Okay, I'll just say this. I also have a cracked tooth. It cracked many long time ago. It's probably been years now. I feel like it's been years now, honestly. I don't really remember when this happened. I had one of my really far back molars on the right side of my face. The same side of my face that is affected by my trigeminal neuralgia. And maybe 3 days ago, it started hurting me. I couldn't bite down. I already have a cross bite, which means my bite doesn't fully align. Like, it's not severe. Like, you know, my jaw is not forward or backwards. My bite is, you know, it looks fine from, you know, an outside perspective. But, you know, if you were to really look inside, you know, my smile, you'd see that my teeth don't all touch. It's a little shifted on kind of like the right side of my face. And, you know, when I first started feeling the trigeminal neuralgia pain, I thought it was a tooth problem. I thought maybe my crossbite was causing my headaches because it started like that. I started getting headaches. It's a little complicated. I won't get into it. But I thought it was because of that. And my cracked tooth never caused me any problems. I was very meticulous with cleaning it out, making sure I didn't get anything in there. Making sure that, you know, I didn't get an infection because, you know, my tooth was exposed. So I cleaned it out all the time. I even had a hydrogen peroxide solution, so I really was, you know, careful, or I felt like I was. But now I've noticed a little, like, it hurts when I bite down on it. My bite has become severely off. I wake up in the morning, like this morning, and I can't even bite. Like, I literally, if I try to bite down, I only bite down on one side of the left side of my face. My bite shifts. Sometimes I bite down and, like, oh, it's so hard to explain. So my jaw somehow is, like, moving. Maybe my body is protecting itself from biting down on that tooth. I have no idea. It's so strange. Right now, if I bite down, I have my wisdom teeth still in. If I bite down right now, some of my left teeth touch, the molars in the back touch, and I'm actually biting down on my gums on the right side where my wisdom teeth are. It's the strangest feeling. Right now, if I bite down a little, I can feel some of my teeth touching. The tooth that hurts, it's the far back on the right, the furthest back, and then the furthest back on the bottom. Oh, it's on the top right, and then I'm biting down on the bottom right. It's only those two teeth. It's the strangest feeling ever. I cannot chew. It's a struggle to eat. Not only does it hurt to eat because of the trigeminal neuralgia and the cracked tooth, I can't finish any of my meals lately. I honestly expected this audio to be maybe kind of sexy or something, talking about my fantasies, but the pain is too much. It's too much. I can't really, I don't really want to talk about my fantasies right now. Maybe the next audio. And I know no one really cares much for this kind of content. And in a way, it's not really for, you know, it's not for entertainment. At the same time, I know no one really cares, or you know, probably no one really listens to this kind of thing, but It's good to talk to someone about it. I haven't really had the chance. You know, I talk to people sometimes and I complain about my pain, but there's only so much I can complain, you know. There's a point where I feel like this is all I talk about because it's all consuming. It's literally on my mind 24/7 because I feel the pain 24/7. If you hear my teeth like clashing as I talk, like that's literally the left side of my face, the left side of my teeth touching. I'm trying to be really careful. Anyway, I know no one really cares. You know, people care. You know, I have people that care about me. But I feel like there's just a point where I complain so much, so often, that all I do is, you know, worry people. I'm not really getting anywhere with my issue, so all it really is just complaint after complaint. You know? It's like, okay, get some help. Like, I don't know, do something about it. Like, what can you do? I need to set an orthodontist appointment because I feel like I need that tooth fixed, but I also need like a retainer. I don't want my bite out of place. It's like if I bite down, literally four of my teeth touch the far back molars on both sides of my mouth. It's causing trouble. I can't chew. I literally it's not only the pain, but I literally cannot chew. If my teeth don't grind against each other, you know, how am I supposed to chew my food? And as much as it shifts, it doesn't shift. My teeth used to shift sometimes when I woke up, so I thought maybe it was like TMJ problems. Maybe I had, you know, a jaw problem. Maybe that was the source of the pain. But then it, you know, the pain started to travel from my jaw, from my teeth to my cheekbone. As I said before, my eye, it became a nerve problem. It became exacerbated and it got worse, you know. So it's beyond that at this point. I feel the good part about being back home, back in Brazil, is that I have insurance here. I'm not afraid to go to the doctor because, well, sometimes the doctors don't really cover my insurance. That's another story. But I feel safer here than going to the doctor because I'm assured that, you know, I'm covered. And if I were still in the U.S., if I was still in New York, this would not be resolved. I would sit with my pain until it reached a point where I don't even want to think about it. I am so fortunate to be in back at home with a family that really cares about my condition. I'm so grateful that I have them as support. I'm grateful that I'm not alone. I'm grateful that I have friends that care. I'm grateful that I have this opportunity to get better. And that as much pain as I'm in every day, I know I'm getting better. I know I'm taking medication that lessens the pain that I feel every day. I know that I'm grateful that I have an outlet to, even though I know I'm talking to myself most of the time. I know that when it's serious topics like this, people don't give a fuck. I know they want to see my tits or my ass or whatever they want to see. I know they want to hear about my fantasies. But it's hard to get into that when I'm feeling this pain. every single day, every minute, every day, I get like messages of like, you know, when are you gonna post? And like, fuck, I don't know if you can hear my teeth. I didn't realize how much my teeth come in contact with each other and I feel this pain. Anyway. I'm reassured sometimes when people tell me that, you know, I listened to your audio, it was so hot. I don't hear anything about the regular audios because I know it's not what people want to hear, and that's fine. I'm not gonna control. I can't control what people care about or choose to respond to. It makes my day sometimes when people tell me that they listen and that they hear me and that they care. I'm not trying to call people out, obviously, but it's an isolating condition. No one's ever gonna feel how I feel, and there are tons of people with trichoma neuralgia, but every case is different, you know. People have different stages of life where they get this, you know. I look at the community on Reddit for trichoma neuralgia, and it's a lot of young people, because obviously Reddit caters to younger people, but it's a common condition in older people, older than 50. So that's a completely different stage of life than I'm in. I'm barely 20 years old. And I feel like I'm moving faster, and like I don't know, I feel like I'm so overwhelmed with all the medical conditions that I have that it just, it's so isolating. I don't know, I don't want to ramble on too much for my own sake, but it's a good way to vent. I have a busy boyfriend, and sometimes I don't feel like I'm at liberty to talk at length about how I feel. And that's just my own problem. I know I could talk to him. I know there's so many people I could talk to. My family. At the same time, I don't really feel like they're up for that, for this kind of conversation. It's just the background I come from. It's just not really a thing. And friends. A lot of my friends, like from school, or from even the few friends I still talk to from high school, we don't really have conversations like that. I'm just not that kind of person. The friends that I've made off of Reddit, off of other sites, you know, all of them tell me like, hey, you can talk to me if you want to, I'm here for you. I know that. It's comforting to know that. I'm grateful for the existence. I'm grateful that they care so much that they would put aside time for me. I'm grateful for all of that, but it's just not the same. And at the same time, I don't know who I would talk to. So myself, talking to myself is my best bet. Anyway. I might sleep for another hour. Or less than that. Because I do have to study eventually. I still have a lot of work to do. And I put it all aside yesterday because I could not. We'll see if today is any different. It's starting to feel like it's not. It's not going to be any different. We'll see. I'll be very surprised if anyone listens to this. I'll just sit quietly in my struggles. It's fine.